you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
Live from the basement of the sub high atop Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tulalip, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. In that set you may have heard. What did you may have heard? First was two from Printhead. A Dream I Had, that was from Happy Happy, and then If You Say I Don't Care from I Don't Know What I'm Doing. There was DVTR from Montreal, that is off their self-titled debut now. Then Bootlicker, they're from Victoria, Held by Threads from Thousand Yard Stare. Then Crash with the K from Saskatoon, and then War from Nothing is Sacred. And then Violin. That might have been the loudest of those three songs. Those were all quite loud. That was Grim Depths, I think, from their self-titled. After that was Elizabeth Whittington. And then Collate. And then the set finished up with Partner. It's show favorites this evening. Lovely evening in Vancouver. I'm just going to check on the baseball scores right now. Jays are, I don't know, last time I checked, they're up 3-1 and batting in the bottom of the eighth, two outs. Runners on first and second, Dalton Varsho at the plate. If you've been watching, you know they have not been producing. I don't know how they got their scores today, though. They're up 3-1 on Baltimore, who traditionally Baltimore's given them a lot of trouble. And traditionally, Baltimore can be a handful for the Blue Jays, so they're often in the same division. So what's happening right now? They're up 5-1. Somebody did something. I guess Varsho must have done something. Yeah, check it out. Double to right, and George Springer and Miles Straw both scored. So Jays are up 5-1 in the bottom of the eighth, so it looks like they're in a good position. See how... Maybe they don't have to use Hoffman tonight. He's been... he's been having a hard time not giving up home runs, that's for sure. Jays, yeah, they're a little shaky in the bullpen. Don't really have a great closer right now. Some of the starters are doing really well. I guess Bassett must have had a good start. He's been not so hot lately. Gausman looks incredible. He's really gotten away from just using the forkball as an out pitch. He has he's doing a lot of really cool things to strike people out right now. It's fun to watch him pitch. So what are the rivals doing? Yankees, where are they? Oh my goodness. It's live radio. They're leading the Red Sox, so the Jays are going to pick up a game on somebody tonight if they go on to win. Right now, the Yankees, who are three games back of the Blue Jays, are hanging on to a 4-1 lead over the Red Sox. Currently, the Jays, their magic number is 24. And, of course, I'm not going to leave out the Mariners. They are playing later tonight. Now they're at home. They're hosting the Angels, and the Astros beat the Braves earlier today. Actually, no, it's still going on, middle of the ninth. Astros are up 11-3 on the Braves. So that's baseball. Two or three more weeks left. Jays have a tough schedule. They're playing teams they don't traditionally beat that often. Like, they have fits with Tampa Bay, and they play them seven times. So they're not going to have it easy if they want to win the division, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to get back to the music. That's what I'm going to do. More great music coming up.
The running joke is